Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, it's probably going straight into the afternoon soon for a lot of you. Crazy shit's been going on. So as everybody knows, today is Friday the 13th. Honestly, I am not really a fan, per se, of Friday the 13th myself. Of course, there's lots of different folklores to that. As some of you may know, I myself, I've never really had great luck up to that point. For me, my family would keep us, pretty much, or just me rather, locked down at home because I had such a bad luck, I guess you could say. Consider it a little fierce. Here we are. I mean, we're here, so I just wanted to jump on and do our weekly forecasting, some catch-up, of course. There's a lot going on right now with a lot of things. Not just for me, but everyone, it seems. So, trying to get on you now as well. Get on my streaming, hopefully. Just trying to. Let's make sure we got our studio open. Is having a bad luck like I am, but it's tradition for me, it seems. So as I was saying, my family would literally keep me inside because I'm like acting out prone around this time. So I try and essentially I'll ask for this day off at my job usually, especially if it's like serving or something like that in the restaurant industry. I always tend to have terrible time with that myself. So good luck to you out there if y'all are having to be at work on the worst day of the year for you. If you have that, what do they call that, superstition? For me, it's just that fact. Let's see if we can get this to fucking work, because it's not even wanting to do it. Let's see if we already missed our morning crowd, which I'm sure it is. So let's see, trying to get phones to work all morning. We had every everything that can happen, like every interruption you can think of, every time. I have a thing, virtual work thing today. Thank God I don't have to be in person today, because I'd be like, just wrap myself in bubble wrap and call today. Like a few away from it's 1800. Wow. Yay, we're a few away from 1800. What? That's insane. Alright, so yesterday I went to go buy a phone at my Target, which is like next door basically, so I could just walk over. I go there, and I'm looking for a phone, one that can handle two different SIM cards. Now, the first night I went there, like, the person disappeared. And when I had to go back and get a different card, so he was gone by the time I came back. There's another girl sitting there. So I'm waiting for his 15-minute break or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll just go out here and vape or something. And so I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, this should be enough, you know. This should have been enough time. I'm sure somebody's there now. I just need to buy a phone. I don't need you to turn it on. So go back. She's gone. He's still not there. And I'm just like, I don't have time for this. But I look over, and I ended up on the side of the aisle where it's like home video stuff. Like, you know, recording stuff, security shit. I look over and there's a light bulb doing this. It literally has its own stand. Well, apparently it's a camera. So, it's doing this. It looks like one of the light bulbs in the top of the ceiling in their house. Well, before Sean really got lost in, I guess, his addiction, because he was doing stuff with Sammy, and Sammy got him into it to get, I guess, him away. He saw him as competition, which there was no reason why. Wasn't going to happen. So, he, you know, got lost in that stuff. But he was looking through light, like, taking apart light bulbs. Like, all his light bulbs in his house. And he wouldn't say why. He would just be like, well, there could be a camera in them. And I'm like, well, that sounds dumb, right? So I'm looking at this light bulb. And it just dawns on me. So he was doing it. So he must have known something. So right now, Sean's sending me packages and letters. But right now, like, I'm always working this case. Because it doesn't stop, right? So I'm going back, and I'm like, wait a minute. I need to go home right now. So I literally ran back home, and I told my mom. And there's been this light. Like, Sammy put lights up in my mom's, new lights up in the kitchen. And she got this extravagant kitchen or whatever. And at times, it does this. I yell at it, because, you know, Sammy's dead now, but this asshole, he's still around. So I'll yell at it. He'd be like, you know, no, Sammy. I said, no, I'm not talking to you anymore. You know, just yelling at the light. Well, it only does it sometimes. When we're talking in the room, walking in the room. There's something weird. No, we didn't take apart our light bulbs. Just prefacing that for you right now. Did not. No, but I did tell her about them, and it's very weird to see someone like that and, like, not know about that. I didn't know about that. How come I didn't know about this? So, like, literally, you know, I get home, I tell her, and this makes so much sense. And there's a lot of things that I know that he knows that he ain't let go of. You know, Sammy's dead now. He died waiting to face me in court. So a lot of things died when that happened, but shit's still open. I'm still working this shit because there's a bunch of other people that were involved in this. He just passed this shit around like a torch. So pretty weird, but yeah. Pretty insane, right? Whatever the SG tracker is that's been showing up, we actually downloaded the app. So wherever it is, I can connect to it. But I can't find it, but it also does video and audio. I did a video with it. So whoever has it, I hope they see it. Then I'm in the computer code of the page of our router, of Xfinity. Well, it's hacked. Like, it's basically whatever you do on there, whenever you put your password in, it's going to tell you that it's wrong. It's going to make you do it. Well, they're going to get anything you do is going to go straight to the person controlling that shit. Well, I found some code, and it's like anonymous, has all this different shit, and I'm just going through it with my dev tools. And then I find this link, and I hit it. And it's literally a live view of someone's camera. It's like obviously a house. And then there's a road, and cars are going by, but it doesn't say where it is. But it was in my router page of admin, and, or just logging into the router, the Xfinity page. It's on my computer. Like, where did that come from? It's so weird. I'm getting down to it. So, anyhow, Friday 13th is today. I only have online work shit today, which is nice. And that light bulb shit, scary, man. That's real scary. Really is. It's just like, you were putting up stuff and doing our house. How do I know that you didn't put some sort of device somewhere, you know? But I've got these little tools that pick up this shit. So it's pretty weird, but I still haven't found it yet. Someone tried to jimmy my mom's car. They did a really bad job. We don't know if they actually got it open, but we do see the scratches and everything, but they didn't obviously know what they were doing. They were not a professional. And we don't live in a bad area. We live in a very old, people come here to settle down and die spot, you know. So it's not like this is something that's, and it's not happening to everyone else. It's just to us. And it's so weird and horrible. And this can just, like, keep going on for years with no sort of repercussions. But I'm on top of it. Fuck that guy. Fuck all of them. So, for our forecasting today, let's see what is happening. I have been so busy dealing with shit that has nothing to do with my radio show. I've been maintaining. It's hard to maintain staying on the radio at times right now. But we'll see what my work schedule is like after this week. I'm probably just going to work like Monday through Friday and have weekends off. Let's see. Yeah, there's like nobody there. Target's rude. Like, that girl was so rude, and I was helping other customers, and I was a customer, literally. I didn't come into work. I just came in to buy a phone. And to you mothers out there that are dealing with your narcissist exes and the courts catering to their narratives happening everywhere, apologies if you had to spend Mother's Day without your children. Nope. There you go. Send a voicemail, asshole, because they don't hear a potential scam. Hey, thanks for coming, Sam. So, we are at... Now, where we had left off was right about... Let's see, the end, beginning of the midweek and the end of April. So we had that new solar eclipse, new moon solar eclipse. Now that happened on Saturday afternoon when the new moon solar eclipse occurred in the sign of Taurus, serving as a powerful prompt to start fresh. The eclipse was the second in the Taurus Scorpio set that began in November 2021 in the lunar eclipse in Taurus. Now, it's the first solar eclipse in Taurus in this set, and it's going to be felt for 6 months. Now, this is where we had left off. Now, we are literally almost to a full moon already, so we have to catch up where we had, what we missed was our first quarter moon. Now, lots of went on during this quarter moon. It occurred May 8th, 2022 at 8:21 p.m. Now that evening, it was in the, it was with the Taurus Sun square with the moon in Leo. So this was like a crisis theme, which I definitely felt that. You're feeling compelled to take action, basically, is what that was. Shortly after we become aware of how our actions affect those around us, trial and error, always, at this point. Now, any project or initiative that was started around the new moon is now off the ground and will face its first obstacles. And that was that last week, now from the 8th to the 14th. It's going to be pretty intense. What do we got here? And do our complete days. We've already done our rounds of where the planets are right now. Now, on the 8th, the Leo moon wanted us to move out of our comfort zones to share ourselves with our creations with others. Now, transits. This transit is outgoing, competitive, and loving. Now, it occurred with the Sun in Taurus, forming a square with the Moon in Leo. As I said, crisis theme. Crisis, all about crisis. Now, May 9th, continuing the transit Leo, which is the Moon there, opposition to Saturn. Now, this is the differences in style or opinion can elevate our frustrations and may feel more problematic than usual, blocking progress or leading to delays. Seriously, I seriously felt that one. Now, Virgo moon of 6:54 p.m. I'm still pulling latex out of my hair. I washed that shit out and there's still little pieces. All right, so... Mercury is headed towards a retrograde station, suggesting some possible misunderstandings or information limbo. Oh, God. This is going to be fucking fucktastic. Now, the void of the moon is that one little second or two where they're shifting and there's nothing, like, in between signs and houses, basically. Now, that would be at 8:39 a.m. The last aspect before changing signs. Now, this is opposing Saturn, which the moon will then enter Virgo at 6:54. So that's a lot, actually. That's a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. Now, on the 10th, the moon spent the day in intelligent particular Virgo, where you want to fix problems and manage details. Mercury stations as it turns retrograde, which was May 10th. No wonder. And it's the 13th today on a Friday. Fuck. See, was out of the loop because I've been busy so much with other shit. I missed this. I like to plan my days and what I try and do because best auspicious days are better. You get more done. Now, it's going into the shift can confuse matters temporarily because it only lasts until June 3rd, beginning the sign of Gemini. Ugh, sorry. and ending in Taurus. Now, during this cycle, our thinking turns inward and we review and reassess matters. Mercury retrograde periods can be times of heightened inner awareness when meditation, journaling, reworking old plans, and reviewing past work are favored more than usual. So there's some good news. Minor breaks in the mechanical aspects of communication and transportation can reconnect us to other possibly more meaningful means of connecting. The more difficult times are the periods of the shifts themselves. Now the day surrounding the stations, now this day and June 3rd, after which we grow more and more accustomed to the motion with Mercury retrograde in Gemini until the 22nd, we might look at past decisions and ideas from a new, possibly enlightened perspective. From May 22nd to June 3rd, Mercury is in retrograde in Taurus. We're getting in touch with our security and comfort needs or reviewing business and financial matters, looking at projects and items in new ways in terms of value and worth. We may revive a past project. While the shift of direction occurs on, what day was this? I want to say it was the 10th, yeah. So on the 10th, it was going retrograde. It's going to be challenging to see matters clearly. Now, also on the 10th, Jupiter headed into the sign of Aries and will transit the sign in two parts, May 10th to October 28th, 2022, and from December 20th, 2022 to May 16th, 2023. Now, this transit encourages us to embrace our enterprising spirit and independence. With Jupiter in Aries, we make our own opportunities and we thrive when we take the lead, initiate, inspire others, and demonstrate enthusiasm. Don't forget courage, and prosperous areas are the ones that allow us to head, lead, and innovate. Confidence in ourselves can bring about favorable circumstances or good luck. Good luck in a Mercury retrograde? What? Faith is strong in our ability to reinvent our lives and confidently move forward. That would be nice. We believe that life is what you make it, and we enjoy competition as it pushes us to do better. Our belief in ourselves brings a spirit of pioneer, and we live in a now and quickly seize opportunities. However, we should watch for taking any of these things too far. A me-first attitude can be insensitive, failing to consider others' viewpoints, and leaving opportunities behind. As a result, overconfidence, which is not learning from past mistakes, and a lack of objectivity. So there is a proviso there. Hey, Luz. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. You're just going to lay there and do a flip. Okay. Never mind. You're a bad cat dog. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. If I have some Pokemon cards out that I'm trying to carefully put in some sleeves, I know you'll walk over here. Tell me why Jupiter. I thought Jupiter and Saturn are going to stay stationed in Aquarius for fucking a while. What's happening? I'm confused. I need to look into this. Okay, so Jupiter forming a semi-square with Uranus, and this was on the 11th, feeling restless and wanting to grow, improve, innovate, but not necessarily focused. We could find it difficult to agree with others, and it's hard to find common ground. Be willing to make changes. Yeah, sure. Change is always good. It will also be a time of being too easy, avoiding responsibility or taking responsibility. Watch out for impractical ventures and unusual tangents with weak staying power. Power. Can't talk today. Let's see. Energy feeling at odds with Mars and Neptune and dreamy Pisces. And you might want to struggle with it. Now the moon in Virgo is adaptable and helpful and intelligent. So that's nice. Lots, there's just too much stuff. Now on the 12th, which is yesterday, the moon continues its transit of Virgo only until 2:35 a.m. when it enters Libra. With the moon in Libra, we can do some harmonization. Although we're more sensitive to imbalances, we're more likely to seek feedback or someone with whom to share ideas and feelings. Idealistic and considerate, time of the lunar months when we're more readily to see different sides to a story, which can lead to more indecision than usual. The sun is heading into alignment with the true north node of the moon, exact early tomorrow, and encouraging and perhaps challenging us to grow, improve, and aspire to our goals. The desire for more security and stability can be a strong motivator now. Now, May 13th, which is fucking today, the moon spreads the day. I'm stoned right now, and I'm like, I don't know what I did with my glasses. I put them up where I usually sit them, and they're not there. So now this tiny-ass writing, I'm going to hit this really quick. Tiny fucking writing, like that shit looks like an R. So you may laugh, it's fine. Enjoy your spread of the day, right? Am I right? I mean, enjoy the spread. Spending the day in Libra. More concerned than usual with being fair, balanced, and polite. Our relationships can be in high focus. We weigh all perspectives and consider many different possibilities while the moon is in Libra. For the most part, we're cooperative and gracious. Harmonizing is important to us. We aim to be reasonable and rational and have more self-control. Counseling and advising can figure strongly. But the moon's trine to Saturn tonight. We appreciate people we know and can count on, and we're far more patient with others than usual. Family or home improvements might also figure strongly. It's supportive, studying, and clear-headed influence. We can visualize what we want to do, and our sense of form and design is strong. Nice. And tomorrow, in the morning, Mercury's Mars quintile is especially clever energy for figuring things out and solving problems. Now, there'll be a Mars North Node sextile supporting moving forward or taking a challenge. We can enjoy making connections or we seek satisfying activities in which to participate. This is a sense that we're heading in the right direction or that we want to take steps to grow and improve. New opportunities are there if we look for them to help us achieve our desires. The moon continues to transit of Libra until 6:35 a.m. when it enters Scorpio. We can be particularly concerned with finding a balance or reaching a compromise while the moon is in Libra, while the Scorpio moon is wise, observant, and passionate. Very interesting. Okay, interesante. Okay. So now you've heard it. We did it. I wanted to catch that up a bit. There's actually someone on the line. You just happen to be here just now.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I actually have a fish on the line. That's nice. I thought I would have missed everyone by now. Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, are you safe over there? I heard it's on fire and stuff again.
Oh, yeah, down in L.A. Yeah, well, Orange County, yeah. The houses, oh, yeah, fires can be bad here.
Jeez,
sure.
Well, I hope you stay safe over there. Would you like a tarot reading this morning?
Yeah, please.
All right. Get these guys out. Go ahead and start these babies. So were you wanting a general, or how are we doing it?
Well, I wanted to know about finances. I'm usually a lucky person, so I'm hoping to get lucky again. And then a friend of mine is passing, dear friend, and I think he's going to leave me some money. So I'm, you know, sad about him, though. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am almost ready with the cards, making sure that they're all in the set. All right. My condolences on the passing friend.
Thanks.
We just lost my uncle recently.
He died
from COVID, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
And he was on a heart, I guess the machine that they put inside his heart or on his heart and his body that, like, I guess defibrillates him when he was dying, and it didn't work.
Aww.
It was horrible, and we didn't even know that he had this going on. Yeah, it really, really makes you you need to check on your friends and family, like, obviously, more often, because you never know what they're going through.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. So
it is, it's been difficult for my mom, especially. Also, I hope everything goes well in your healing. All right, so, let's see. Definitely energy here today. One for you. Would you say you two had a very close relationship?
With him?
Yeah.
With my friend? My blind friend?
Yeah.
After him for like 6 years. Yeah.
I went ahead and pulled a card for you. I pulled a card for him, and in between you, there's three cards. It's quite a story. And then I pulled a final outcome. You have the Lover's card and your final outcome, the Ace of Cups, and the Three of Pentacles. His card is very interesting. It's the Two of Swords, but in this set, it's like one person with two sides, like two of him, but it's like on the same body, and he's like holding two swords to each other. So it's like the duality of the things that we have to deal with, battling illness, if you will. But I put another card next to him, and he definitely felt as if he had a very comforting, strong relationship with you. So definitely in between you guys, you have the Knight of Wands, the Four of Cups, and the Nine of Pentacles. There's definitely some love there and care. He's definitely sad, but B, feels a lot of love for you. There is some money in the up and coming, definitely. He's going to leave you something because he loves you. He's actually been in love with you. Yeah. And this is
wow.
One way that he'll be. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because I want to go trip to Hawaii or Mexico.
Yeah, you with underneath your you have a Ten of Cups with him as well. He has a Ten of Cups, the Two of Swords, which represents him right now, and then he has the Four of Wands, and it shows two people holding hands together, and they're bonded. They're marriage was before the Christian type of marriage, which actually was just a business dealing, if you will. They had the hand fasting where they would tie the ribbons around each other's hands. Marriage was a pagan thing, basically. So you guys have a very strong bond with each other. And to him, it feels like a marriage, like he found his soulmate. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he's sad to leave you, but in the case that he's leaving you, something to show that he loves you.
Nice. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Be aware, because with this does come the Hermit, which will be some inward after he passes, but you do have the Two of Pentacles, where there'll be a lot of mourning, They're going to have some spills, but you'll be able to get through it. But the hermit does bring thoughts of, like, not just memories and sadness, but the guilt, too. There'll be some guilt in there. So don't just let it happen. Just roll through it. It's all emotions that are going to be a roller coaster for you. Especially
okay.
when you do keep leaving you, yeah, because you're going to feel really awful for a minute there. But it's just part of the process, so trust the process. Just continue what you're doing. And he loves you. He's been in love with you.
Aw, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a blessed day, and stay safe out there.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Bye. Girls, next to the TV, where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Ah, nice. What kind of reading would you like today?
Well, this is my first time caller, so what type of reading do you do? I mean, it's tarot, but tarot.
I do tarot readings, and you can ask any. Lucifer, you don't eat leaves. Sorry, one second. No, come here. I'm going to throw another book at you. Get over here. You do not eat that. How are you alive? I'm sorry. I just looked over, and my cat was trying to eat what looks like it could be plastic. It could be leaf. One second. Oh, my God.
Oh.
My cat. You go inside. You are worse than a 3-year-old child. I do not know how he's still alive. He literally eats things that should not be able to be eaten and also would kill most cats. Okay, so I removed the tyrant out of the room.
Yes, I had 2 cats some years ago, so... So, yes, you just got to keep an eye on them. I'm trying to think of the question. I didn't think I would get on so quickly. Let me ask about, work-related. I'm preparing to relocate to the Southwest. I want to do this in June, the first week of June. But it's regarding work, and I've been searching for, and I specifically want remote work from home work. Now, I have one part-time little job, but it pays me like $9 for a day, each day, because the work I do is about in an hour and a half, and certainly that's not enough. And so... where I can use my computer, and yes, if I have to, speak using my phone. But I've been, and I can use these Wi-Fi wireless hotspots, which that seems to be most of these companies or jobs require that they want you, to have Ethernet or broadband, and I can't afford that. So, because I get these Wi-Fi hotspots from the library. So, yes. Work-wise, because I really want to get, a couple more of these side jobs so that I can have and put on my housing application as proof and so that I can really get out of Ohio because it's very toxic here in Cleveland for me.
I understand that. All right.
And I know right now, this time, with the planetary and solar eclipses and Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah,
we
got a lot going on.
Yeah, certainly I don't want to, making a major move from one to another state and city is a major one, but that's what I need to do. But, yeah, I've looked on several of these websites, for Indeed, simply hire. So if I can find those couple of, you know, where I can get through with this Wi-Fi hotspot, this wireless, and they got my laptop PC, and once I get started and start earning money, then yes, I can invest in broadband or Ethernet. And of course, while I'll be obviously writing, doing my content writing and teaching English online.
There is lots in this story here. Well, I'm right now, we're concentrated on the job part, and as you were talking, I was shuffling. And I went ahead and I did a past, present, future foundation where you are in your mind, basically mentally, physically, and spiritually, and also future and a final outcome. Now, each section has three cards kind of giving us a full view. I can see in the past, you were busy building something. Things were going okay, but you had a lot of things fell apart, taking some time. We have the Tower, the Hermit, and the King of Pentacles. So there's a lot of involvement there, and it was a lot of not just emotional, but mental and physical stress as well. So we kind of have now this toxic environment, as you said. Now we have the Emperor, the Justice card, and the Three of Pentacles. And as you're trying to go full force and forge on with your plans, trying to escape this environment, you do have the Justice card, pretty much saying that, you know, what you throw out there, you will get back. But I feel like another presence of another, like a significant person or a thing that has caused this and the need to leave. So right now where you are emotionally, physically, and mentally, literally nothing could be more... closer to exactly that than the Ten of Swords, Seven of Wands, and Two of Swords. So the Ten of Swords is about having a lot going on all at one time, too much. It's almost like the Ten of Wands, which is having too much to bear, like on you, on your back. This is a lot of worry, anxiety, sadness, kind of not knowing how things are going to turn out. Now, the Seven of Wands, what she's doing is basically kind of what you're doing is job searching, trying to figure out a new situation. Now, the Two of Swords, it's the duality and trying to make things happen and work out. And so this is a lot of mental and emotional stress. Now, in the physical realm, you have a lot of action going on. But right now there hasn't been anything landing truly that you desire. But don't stop looking. Now I will tell you that your future is very well. That you have the Three of Swords, you have Judgment, and you have the Lover's card. Are you by chance leaving somebody or trying to leave someone?
I'm not in any relationship.
Well, you're in a relationship with something. That's why it's a Judgment and a Lover's, because it's not always a person. Sometimes it's something that we have, unfortunately, a bond with. It's kind of like the 15, which is the Devil, which is having a bond with something, or a situation, and trying to break out of it.
A few years
go ahead.
Living here in Cleveland, and I'm going to make this quick. A few years ago, I encountered a narcissist, a guy, I had no sex with him, but I became just connected to him, and I was just so energetically weak and, you know, dealing with all this negativity here and, you know, my my energy being, you know, just messed over in me. Anyway, long story short, he's a jazz musician, went to his concert, and as I'm standing facing him, my hand was literally being pulled up, my right arm. My hand touched his hand. It was like a charge, and it shook me. But as I looked at him, he grinned. Anyway, I discovered that through trial and error that he's some narcissist, and it was pulling on my energy, and I just felt drawn to just go hear him perform. Anyway, I needed a friend and not to be some little sex buddy. And, you know, he played the game. And once I just finally took my power back and I just kept my distance, don't listen to his music, obviously. And because all he is some little energy drain, narcissist, and all this other nonsense. That's the only thing I could possibly think of. And, of course, there have been other little negative people or whatever that just want to just really be, you know, a drain. And I just took myself and go out, you know, when I go shopping for food to the library, because it's just been truly just a heavy, just negative experience living here in Cleveland for me. And
that's exactly what I'm picking up. That's exactly what these cards are picking up. Now, This is in the future. This in the future, which is really, it's about to happen. So you have the Judgment card. So apparently this person, this connection is going to try and recharge itself so he can get more energy from you, because that's exactly what he does. That's what they do. Now, all the feelings of heartbreak and emotion and stress and negative, it's going to be there. You're going to feel that, but you're going to make a good judgment on it. You're going to say no, and he's going to fuck off, right? So then that's so funny that I knew that there had to have been this succubi kind of energy, that there was a narcissist, because I just don't want to say it out loud exactly, because I don't like to do that. But I knew these cards were putting off several connections. You have several different types of people, groups, and then you have this male who's the King of Pentacles, and he's kind of like a really selfish kind of dude. And then the Lovers card has a guy smooching a lady, and he's also got a snake biting him. And the Judgment card is about, you know, the spiritual guide guiding you, and he's blowing a horn over some people that look all like zombies. But the one person, which is the victim of the narcissist, has their head, the hand to the head. So they have to make a decision of cutting that off. So right now, as you're getting your power back, you are going to be tested again in the middle of this crazy conundrum that you're in and trying to separate yourself from this area. Now, your foundation is the World, and it is the Five of Swords, which has this another narcissistic looking dude that has his tongue out. And the Five of Swords is like having the burnout moment after you've tried and, you know, make all these things happen or whatever the case might be. But the World, you've reached the end of the major arcana, but it's also coveted with the Moon. So the Moon, the light of the Moon does show what the darkness was hiding, the things in the shadows, things being done. So for you, this is part of the process of you getting your power back. Now, as for a job, right now, the Wheel of Fortune is showing that it is the time to throw yourself out there. The Hangman is right side up, which is a good thing, but also it's about making your bed and lying in it, taking responsibility, and also your success, and to achieve it. It is solely yours to achieve. And you do have the Ten of Cups coupled with that Hangman Wheel of Fortune. So it is in the works. You will find your balance. This jerk-off's going to come try traipsing back into your life. X that out. As far as the remote stuff, I'll tell you right now, the reason why they want you to have a connection, a wired connection, and even that could be hackable, is because airwaves, if you're dealing with information, anybody could walk by and steal that information from the air with their cell
right.
phone or any device that they might have. So I'll tell you right now, when you do land these remotes, because that's what I've been doing, they're going to want you to test your computer on a remote, on a speed, which is a connection to an actual router. So I would tell you right now, do not spend your time looking at remote until you have a router and a connection that's like Ethernet, where it's a cable, because you won't be able to pass those tests. I'll tell you that right now. Just try and find something else. In the area that you want to be, kind of work towards that. But unless you have a connection that's connected to the computer from the router, you won't be able to do the test. And to get these jobs, it takes about 3 or 4 days to complete just the application because they want to ensure that you have what you need. It's very annoying. I just went through all that, just to let you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really working on, and I'm close to finishing my online TESOL certification to teach English online. And I want to, yes, I'll help the students with, you know, conversational English, but I believe if once I start specializing in business English, I can, you know, that'll be a specialty that I can charge more for. But obviously that will probably take some time and training too. So, but like I said, I'm finishing up my TESOL certification. It's 120 hours. But like I said, I need to get out of Cleveland. And I mean, shoot, I don't know if, I don't want to, you know, start some old job here because in about a month, that's my plan in June to just relocate. And like I said, I applied to many jobs here, and the few that I had, there was always some problem. Anyway, and I'm thankful for this one, you know, job I do have that's, you know, remote. But I mean, you know, where I'm a social media, you know, rater or evaluator, rating, you know, the social media ads, but heck, you know, because it's they're not paying me enough. So, but I will, like I said, I'm gonna find something where I can show, put on an employment application that, yes, I can pay this rent. And, of course, where I'm moving to the city and state, I mean, because everywhere, globally, the rents are just going up.
So you use Indeed, right? Do you have a resume on Indeed, too?
I don't, because I'm always suspicious of putting my resume. I have my on my flash drive, but like I look
here's my,
on.
Here's my suggestion. If you want to get more access and throw yourself out there, literally, I don't fill out applications. I use Indeed. I put my resume up there. You can do tests on your phone. You can literally do this all on your phone. Slap your resume on there. Also, do a little, fill out the little information thing. Be yourself. Don't do the runabout thing. I'm really honest. I wrote a little info thing about myself. I have a 7-page resume. Do not print it out. It'll take too much time. The thing that makes my resume really awesome is that they have little tests. If you go in and you look around, click the different links, it'll show you a little test that you can take. Now, the thing about the test, the better you do on the test, it'll tell you familiar or proficient or highly proficient. You want the people looking at your resume to see that. Also, it'll have a thing on there. Well, literally, if you fill everything out and you do the test, it'll show jobs and the things that you were proficient in, your resume for you. They will call you. I don't call nobody. I don't fill it. I do not use a I don't fill out applications at all. No. They call me and I interview them. Like, I just landed a new job making $15 an hour in commission at the Target next door doing cell phones. And I literally was a chef before that and another thing. Yeah, and I have several different credentials that I hold. But due to the pandemic and all that stuff, like, you got to be versatile, especially at my, because I'm 38 this year. But I do a lot of different things. Now, you're an older lady, obviously. You got to do things that you can, your body can handle and you can mentally deal with. Like the industry that I was just in, it's not for old elderly people to have to deal with at all. Now, there are some elderly servers at this Denny down the street. I do not know how they handle it because I got older ladies coming into my other restaurant when I was a cook there. They couldn't handle it after a day because it's so high stress. But my suggestion, yeah, exactly. And I hardly can deal with it myself. I'm too old for it now. So I went and got a job. This guy called me, and literally I nailed the interview. Now I'm going to be working over here, you know, next door to my house. I walk over there. So basically my suggestion is, and anybody listening, everybody watching on the stream, get on Indeed. Look at those links. Click on it. Fill everything out. Do not be scared. The less scared that you are and the more that you put yourself out there, just be real. And also with this, you choose who you want because they need you. You don't. You need them, sure. You need to pay your bills, sure. But you don't need them. They need you. This has been the best way that I have. I get jobs all day long. And once you get a job, too, when you do get something, you're going to get thousands of emails like I do or calls a week asking you to, begging you to come work there. I got a place in Leesburg, which is not where I want to go. I don't want to drive. They're like, hey, if you ever feel like, you know, driving down here, we would love for you to come manage this Sobix. I've never been a manager before. I mean, I've done everything a manager does, but I've never formally had that, you know, title and pay. So, you know, I get job offers out the wazoo for stuff that I probably don't even qualify for because my resume is so amazing. So I definitely would say get on Indeed, take your time with it, kind of surf around in there. They will find you a job for you, and you are in charge of your interview. You are the person. They're begging you to take them. You know what I'm saying? So definitely do that. Check it out. Do those little tests. And they're good for, like, every 6 months. Anything that you're not, if you don't get a good score, it'll be like, completed the test. You can click the button where it doesn't show the employer that. The things that you want them to see, click on it and it shows them. I have a 7-page resume because of this, and I landed a better job because of this. So, and I was looking at remote stuff, too. And it's very, very hard to get into a remote job if they're a good one. If you're doing more than just cold sales or cold calling, like I do IT, I do cybersecurity. That's what I want to do. It takes me 10 days to just get an interview because of all the stuff they want. So get on Indeed and go look at that and check it out. Just take your time with it. Just be honest. Be real. Mm-hmm. Say what you're looking for. The universe will provide.
All right. Promise. Yes.
I promise.
Yes, and I'm learning.
I've landed six jobs in probably 7 weeks, and I pick which ones that I want to go. And the ones that I try them out. If I don't like the environment, I leave. And I got a job the next day. You know, I tell them what I don't want. Don't abuse me. I don't like toxic environments, and I won't deal with drama. If I say I'm going to be there, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I ask for. And if I don't get it, I leave. So I just can't stress this enough. Go sit on Indeed. Spend a couple of hours on it. Give yourself the time to invest that time in your resume. I shit you not, you're going to get what you want. You're going to get some things that you don't want. But even if you take those, you're going to have other jobs lining up for you. I have restaurants begging me to come be a chef. And they're too far away, so I'm just like, the commute. I don't want to do it. So, you know, there will be jobs that you won't get because you might not want it. And you just say, and when it says confirm interest or decline, decline, but don't hesitate to tell them why you're declining it. Because if you do that and you respond, Indeed will send you more. The more that you do, the more presence you have on Indeed, the more jobs you're going to get offered. I promise.
Yes. And yeah, like I said, I've been learning and been open to learning, you know, new skills and, you know, this things like Zendesk and so on. And yeah, I want to obviously learn how to edit videos. so that I can have
that. Oh, my God, girl, go to Microsoft and Google will teach you for free. Go to Microsoft.com. Go to all the way at the bottom. You know where they usually have, like, disclaimers and other little links? They will teach you
right.
for free. Microsoft Azure will teach you for free. They will teach you how to hack other people for free. Woman, I got, yes, go to Microsoft.com, scroll all the way to the bottom. They'll have different little sections. Check that out. Everything you just said, I do Zendesk, I do Citrix, I do all that stuff. I just went to school for that and found out that I could do it for free. So I'm doing it for free now. So I'm telling you, do it. And check out that Indeed. Get on there. I promise you will land something that you want. You're going to meet your goal. Do it.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, because I want other people to get their calls in, too. But thank you for your time.
We're good. It was the rest of the show was all you, Milady. And it was worth it because a lot of people are watching my stream, too, and listening. And they're going to get all the same advice that I just gave you. And I promise you right now, this end of this show was meant for you to be here. So I'm glad that you called. Look into it. And Google also, Google.com, do the same thing. Go to the bottom of it. It's going to show you all this different stuff. Every Google thing that they have is a whole different, like, thing. Like, they're the own thing. I promise you. Go check it out.
Okay. All right. So what is it, careers? And when I go to Microsoft.com?
It'll be like learning or sign up for an account, and it'll show you learning different types of programs through it. It'll be something like that, like teach or learn classes, and it's free. It's absolutely free.
Oh, okay, great.
You can Google it, too. You could be like Microsoft.com. Teaching or learning classes, or just put classes, and it'll show up on Google for you. I promise you. I accidentally found this shit. So it pissed me off because I'm like, I'm paying thousands of dollars to go to school, and you can do it for free. So, yes, everything that you yes, everything that you're asking about, lady, everything I just told you, go to it, do it. You're going to be fine. You're going to make it. You're going to be just fine. Everything will be good.
Yeah. All right. Thank
you
very much.
You're welcome.
You have a great day, too.
Listening, and those of you who are watching, thanks for watching. Everybody, listen to this advice. I promise you, like, I'm only moving up, and each job, just each money is going up and up. So just throw yourself out there. Don't be scared. And that's good to see everybody. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Get your fucking shot. Black Lives Matter and fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. Zen Rider out, bitches. Mwah. And thanks for calling. You have a great day.
And that